It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I just need Aaron Carter to stop, delete his Twitter, maybe just delete himself.
Why are you picking on this guy? What's wrong?
He just doesn't know, like, when to be quiet.
What is he doing?
Chloe Grace Moretz admitted in a magazine interview that she had a crush on Aaron Carter as a kid.
Okay.
So he decides to reach out to her on Twitter. So in this interview, she explained, when I was 4 years old, I thought Aaron Carter was so cool. My friend, when we were both little babies back in Georgia, liked Aaron Carter too. We used to fight about who would date Aaron Carter one day. Who knows? Maybe we'll meet. Shortly after the story was published, Aaron responded with not one, but two tweets that were creepy AF. The first one says,
You're making it sound creepier than it is. I think it says,
it's what it's written. May I take you to dinner?
I don't think he's going,
That's what he wrote.
Maybe he's like, may I take you to dinner?
No, he wrote, may I take you to dinner? Then,
how do you tell the difference between, how do you tell the difference between, may I take you to dinner and, may I take you to dinner?
Because nobody says, may I take you to dinner on Twitter. That's not normal either. So then she went a couple minutes, didn't respond. So he tweeted her again. Reminds me of Crazy Drew, the stalker from yesterday's Ask Alex. He said, hey, Chloe G. Moretz, let's set up a date. The crush is mutual. Get out. Why is he so thirsty? And why is he, like, so, like, inserting himself into the media spotlight right now? I feel like every day I'm reading something new about him. It's like, dude, you were cool 20 years ago. Why?
Well, maybe he's trying to prove that, like, because, well, he came out, he was hiding for a long time that he's bisexual. And maybe he's like, well, I like chicks right now. Maybe he's doing that. I don't know.
He weirds me out.
He's the hot thing to talk about. He's kind of the hottest mess going on.
Million Dollar Matchmaker Patty Stanger says she knows Chris Pratt and Anna Faris personally and says even though they're separated, they're still living in the same house.
He's still living in the house. Let's pray it turns around because she's living in the house. So someone threw out the curveball, maybe the publicist, I don't know who, because you don't really say something when they're living in the house, but I really want them to get back together. That was the one that, because that was my favorite couple. Yeah, I love them both.
Taylor Swift testified yesterday in Denver federal court. She's getting a ton of praise for her epic, sassy answers. The former DJ's attorney, the guy that's suing her, his attorney said, you could have taken a break if you were distressed. And Taylor responded, your client could have taken a normal photo with me. When the attorney asked her why not just stop the concert if she was so upset, Taylor said it would have ruined the night for the fans who had waited for hours, which I think says so much about her character and how selfless she is. She also was asked why her skirt isn't rumpled up in the front or somewhere else. If her skirt had his hand under it, she said, because my butt is located on the back of my body. Former Saturday Night Live star Rachel Dratch, who played Debbie Downer on the NBC sketch comedy show, unexpectedly received a $73 parking ticket that dates all the way to 1997. The 51-year-old comedic actress apparently committed the parking offense in December of 97 while she was living in Chicago. She currently lives in New York City, which made the ticket even more surprising. She tweeted, Chicago does not F around. I received this parking ticket in the mail today. Look at the date. It's from 20 years ago. Which is kind of funny.
That's a long time. They're like, oh, we didn't forget about you.
When Channing Tatum stopped at a gas station in North Carolina on Tuesday for an iced coffee, he ended up using his magic mic moves on a store employee. He went on Facebook Live and ended up chatting with a store employee. They eventually put on music and began to dance behind the register and use some of his magic mic moves. So that's kind of fun.
It's like, if I grind on you, is this free?
Yeah, but he didn't like do it epically like in the movie, which I was very disappointed about.
I'm going to try that today. Maybe I'll roll into Taco Bell, be like, baby, grind on me.
Do a little belly roll.
Give me this burrito, man. I want it free.
Katy Perry described her very first kiss when she was in the sixth grade the other day.
Well, my first French kiss was in sixth grade, and I was hanging out with this girl from church who had a bit of a reputation. She had a co-ed party, which I was never allowed to do it, not even until like eighth grade. And I was like, why? And now I understand why. They played Spin the Bottle, and you know, it got to my turn, and I spun the bottle on someone, and all of a sudden, I felt like there was like a wet, like a fish in my mouth.
How cool would it have been to make out with Katy Perry? Oh, what could have been?
That's the garbage.